Good morning. It's sports time brought to you by Robin's Nest Blooms and More, where flowers are their inspiration to create your memories. By members of the Sports Boosters Club and by Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, offering 24/7 service, reasonable rates, and they guarantee the job will be done right.
Make someone's day a little brighter with a thoughtful gift from Robin's Nest Blooms and More in Richland Center. From beautiful fresh-cut flowers to unique country gifts and home decor, you'll find the perfect touch for any occasion. Birthdays, anniversaries, holidays, or just because. Not sure what to choose? A Robin's Nest gift certificate always fits just right. Stop in today at the corner of Orange and 3rd in Richland Center or call 383-1616 for delivery. Robin's Nest Blooms and More, where every gift blooms with love.
It's time right now to take a look at the local sports scene, and we settle into girls high school soccer. The Hornet girls fell in their last home game to Wisconsin Heights 2-1 on Friday evening. Possession was split 50-50, with the Hornets having numerous shots on goal and crosses giving more chances for more goals. Now, the shots on goal included Rowan May, Mariah Obday, and Eleanor Jelinek. The Hornets were down 2-0 at halftime, but came back early in the second half and scored off a clear from keeper Olivia Donna, then passed up to the midfield, and off some deflections, Nevaeh Glassbrenner finished in the corner of the net after taking some dribbles. Harper Glassbrenner led the defense with hustle plays against some speedy opposing forwards. The Hornets will play Heights again next Thursday in the regionals. One other high school girls soccer final, it was Aquinas 8 and Prairie du Chien Co-op nothing. Now looking at track and field, the WIAA Division II sectional championship was held at McFarland. The top four finishers head to state. Richland Center team results, the boys 12th place, the girls 22nd place. Individual results going to state, the boys 4x800-meter relay, consisting of Owen Dreyer, Ryan Stadler, Kieran Culver, and Robert Button finished fourth. The boys' 3,200-meter run heading to state, Owen Dreyer finishing second. Girls pole vault with a first-place win, Danica Pauls. Now turning to River Valley, team results, the boys' 22nd place, the girls finished 29th place, and they are taking a runner to state. Aiden Hill finished third in the boys' 200-meter dash. The WIAA Division III sectional championships were held yesterday at Bangor. Team results for Ithaca Weston, the boys finished 13th place. The girls did not place. The boys' 1,600-meter run, Clayton Lee is heading to state with a first-place finish. The boys' 4x800-meter relay is also heading to state with a first-place finish. That consisted of Clayton Lee, Ethan Burkram, Brayson Garcia-Boland, and Sam Jones. For Riverdale, the boys did not place, and the girls finished 19th place. They are taking their girls' pole vault third-place finisher, Kaylee Carter, to state. Kickapoo Lafarge, the team boys' result, first place. The girls' team results, second place. Heading to state from the Kickapoo Lafarge Co-op. The boys' 1,600-meter run, Landon Turgeson finished third. The boys' 400-meter dash, Adric Egge finished first. The boys' 200-meter dash, Adric Egge finished in first place. The boys' 4x400-meter relay took first and consisted of Jeff Olson, Arlen Walter, Theo Parr, and Adric Egge. The boys' high jump went to a first-place finish for Theo Parr. The boys' long jump, a fourth-place finish for Adric Egge. And then the Kickapoo Lafarge continuing girl shot put, Tierney Arndt finished third. The girls' 100-meter dash, Ava Young finished first. The girls' 4x200-meter relay, Katie Randau, Riley Cade, Chloe Walter, and Ava Young finished first. The girls' 4x100-meter relay took first as well, and the same group of girls, Randau, Cade, Walter, and Young. The girls' 4x400-meter relay finished fourth or headed to state, Katie Randau, Brendlin Culver, Kendall Andalsik, and Chloe Walter, they finished fourth. And the girls' discus throw, Tierney Arndt, finished in fourth as well. Congratulations to all area athletes moving on to state.
When it comes to your home's plumbing needs, you can trust and rely on Jelinek Plumbing and Heating. From new water heaters, sump pumps, and garbage disposals, to fixing a leaky faucet or a running toilet, we will solve your issues and provide you with the best options for your home. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, offering 24/7 service, reasonable rates, and we guarantee the job will be done right. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, 649-7916.
Jackson Chirio and David Hamilton both homered, and Bryce Terang's tie-breaking RBI on a sac fly in the 10th inning lifted the Milwaukee Brewers to a 5-4 win over the Houston Astros Friday night. Automatic runner Christian Yelich started the 10th inning on second base and moved to third when Chirio was out on a fly ball to center field. Terang's fly ball to right field off Alan Bersanta was just deep enough to allow Yelich to slide safely into home before the throw that put the Brewers on top. Trevor Miguel struck out two in the 10th inning for his seventh save. The Brewers trailed by three before Chirio's two-run home run cut the lead to 4-3 in the fifth. They tied it at four when a run scored on a ground out by Jake Bowers with one out in the eighth inning. The Stros loaded the bases with one out in the ninth, but Abner Uribe struck out Bryce Matthews before retiring Isaac Paredes on a pop-out to send it to the 10th inning, the winning inning for the Brewers.
Your local Cobuson team is proud to be the Richland School District's bus company. Join the Cobuson family of drivers. No experience necessary. Call 647-4446. Jones Chevrolet Buick offers the very best sales, parts, body shop work, and GM-certified service. Chevy, find new roads. And Julie Cairns State Farm Insurance, here to help life go right. Offering auto, home, business, life, disability insurance, and financial service.